I'm Katie Gilkey with the Land and Livestock Report. Usually when USDA reports smaller crop production numbers, there's an opportunity for higher prices. This year's winter wheat crop is forecast to be the smallest in the past 100 years, and all wheat production will drop by 489 million bushels. USDA Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyer says the supply is tightening up and that the 8% reduction in the U.S. supply of wheat could mean an increase in prices.
You're going from 390 to a midpoint at 425, and you say, well, that's a pretty big increase. Certainly, you're not going to complain about a price increase, but that's a rebound off a pretty low price.
As far as U.S. corn production goes, it's down for 2017 as well. Meyer continues with the corn planting and production scenario as it looks right now.
From planting intentions, we get about a 4 million acre decline year over year. And that's given, when you look at this, and a return to trend yields after last year's record yields were more than a billion bushels lower on production.
A 7% drop. However, world and U.S. stocks are still very large, especially in South America. Meyer says that taking everything into consideration, U.S. corn growers may not see more than this season's 340 a bushel, though he says the range may be 3 to 380 with a midpoint of 340.
For more ag news, go to aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.
That's today's Land and Livestock Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.